What's going on, guys? KT, we're back with another episode of the Touch Talks March Madness series. Quick episode here. This is a tough topic because do we want daylight saving time? Because we're not saving anything. It's just saving. And I have an interesting debate and stats to prove why it may not matter. We go on standard time. The average sunset last night in my house was around 7:15. It went pitch black. Pitch black. So if we really do the math, and let's say it's March, I don't know. Say it's March 10th. 30 more days, we add 30 more minutes. 30 more days, we add roughly 30 more minutes. So it's 60 days, we're at 9:10 in May. Like where it's pitch dark, the sunset's probably around 8:30. June, it'll probably be around 9:40. It's completely dark, and then we're probably looking at sunset around 9:10, and then July, usually July 1, I start noticing the time is about the same, and then it slows down from back. So we're looking at 10 o'clock right now with the current time rate. If we go on standard time, and this is a major if we go on standard time, This is the thing about standard time. If we go on it, we know that we won't get that late of the sunset. It might only get pitch dark at 9:10. And like 8:50 is the latest. Maybe 9. Maybe even 8:30. Whereas we do this regular time, 10:10, I think it's the latest I've ever seen. Now you look at France, though, around the world. I was there, and it didn't get dark till pitch dark at 11 o'clock. Finally went pitch dark. France, Netherlands, all those countries. To me, that's, I don't know, it's interesting. I don't know what would standard time be. Would we just, I mean, people, I don't see many people complaining when we fall back. It's only the spring forward that people complain. I actually don't like, really, I don't like it either the first week. The first week is always the toughest for me, especially when I'm springing forward. Falling back, it usually, well, the first day is the time. That's easier because my eating times are a little bit messed up because I'm an early eater. But I have lunch at 11 o'clock, 10:30 sometimes. Dinner's at 4. And when it's 5, it's like, all right, I want to eat, man. I know it's 4. So your circadian rhythm, all that stuff gets messed up. So it's an interesting debate. I personally think we don't need it. But at the same time, it's a money thing. It's for the farmers. It's a lot of things that if you would screw it up, would it matter? Obviously, the people in Hawaii, obviously Arizona, that's probably the number one where I don't know if they... I know Arizona and Hawaii, the two that don't implement it. I also heard some states just like, we want to permanently keep it. So I don't know. Do we like the extra hour of sleep? Sure. Is the more daylight good? Sure. Is there negatives about both? Sure. Is there positives? The positive, I think I will say this though, is it keeps harmony. I feel like for me, after I get it past this week, it's like, well, it's normal time. It's not going to make the biggest difference in the world. But it is something that I think that needs to be looked at. I don't know if it's going to be incredibly looked at, but I find it fascinating. So what's your guys' thoughts? Let me know.